when you win a game like this against a division opponent, which you play great, what is the toughest thing for a head coach the following week to do with his team?
I think it depends on the type of team you have, John, and the type of team we have is a very very focused team. You know, we have a hardworking team. We have a team that has a good mixture of veteran players and young players that, you know how to practice, know how to prepare, and really understand that every week's a challenge. I mean, this is a huge challenge coming up. And so, look, there are a lot of good things that happened yesterday, quite obviously, but there were some things that we need to clean up, and we need to get get going on that, clean those things up, and have a real good week of practice because Kansas City's one of the best teams in football.
About the way the AFC is all bunched together and then also the division now.
Right. Yeah, I think that I tell the team this all the time, John. I think that this is an 8-8 league. You know, the way the rules are set up, whether it's the draft rules, the free agency rules, the waiver wire rules, whatever it is, it's a very even league. It's a league that's basically a league filled with parity. And so I think, like I've always said, it's a race to see who can improve the fastest, you know, coaching and playing. You know, who can improve the fastest, who can identify what their team is the fastest, because you have to really keep that mindset, you know, all year. But that's – none of that surprises me that everybody's – you know, I think there's only one, you know, undefeated team, obviously, and the rest of us are all kind of bunched up. That doesn't surprise me.
Red zone for years, and this was a game where you guys were sharp there. What did you attribute some of the success in the red zone to, and said before, it's something that you have to do every week and try to be diligent about?
Yeah, we've worked hard in the red area. I give the players a ton of credit on that. The players did a good job of executing, you know, what we wanted to do. You have to have a new plan every week because you're going to see new schemes every week. And I think it's, again, a credit to the players to be able to go to it, practice it, you know, get it right in practice, and not leave the field until it gets right in practice, and then be able to execute it on game day. That's credit to the players.
How impressed were you with Will in his first game back and how he was able to contribute, and what do you expect from him going forward?
Yeah, no, he had a good game. He's a really good route runner. He's a tough guy. Got obviously great speed. You can line him up anywhere. He knows what to do at every position. Very smart player. Very calm guy. Never gets rattled. Just really good to have him back in there.
Impressive that he was able to work so well with Deshaun, considering he's been out for so long, hasn't had a lot of work with him.
Yeah, I give our training staff credit. He's been able to do some drills behind the scenes. You know, he wasn't cleared to practice or anything, but he could run routes, and you know, Deshaun would be there with him right here in the stadium after hours, so to speak, and throwing routes with him. So it wasn't like the first time that they'd ever thrown, and Deshaun threw with him quite a bit before he got injured in OTAs and obviously beginning of training camp. So there wasn't like the first time they ever threw to, or you know, he caught passes from him or Deshaun threw passes to him. It wasn't the first time this past week. They've been working a lot together.
You know, you said last week, ask you about you personally, that a loss like that, it sticks with you, hard to get over. Does a win stick with you when you play like that?
No, I really don't. I think it's you look at the tape and you really – you think about all the things you need to clean up. You know, we had a couple operational problems offensively where, you know, we had some false starts in the red area, a couple things on defense against the running game that we need to clean up, special teams, coverage units. So, look, the game, there were a ton of good things in the game. You know, I think our players deserve all the credit. They played really well in the game, but there's a lot to clean up before we get to next Sunday night.
Is this one of the better all-purpose games? You guys, you've got to be doing a lot of things as versatile. But what did you think of his performance and his contribution?
He had a good week of practice. Feels good. He's healthy. I think Foreman's helped, you know, take some of the load off of him. And so, you know, Lamar's a good back. I mean, he can run. He's got good vision. He can run inside. He can run outside. He can catch the ball in the backfield. He's a really, really one of the better protecting backs that I've ever coached. I'd say that him and Kevin Falk are the two best protecting backs I've ever coached, you know, as far as picking blitzing linebackers up, chipping for tackles. He does a lot of things well, and I thought he played really well yesterday.
Deshaun mentioned when he's communicating with his teammates how important it is to read kind of how they're feeling and to match his vibe and energy to that. How important is it to have a quarterback who's so cognizant of that?
Yeah, I mean, he's really, you know, he's a great teammate. I mean, he really understands what his role is, and he's the exact opposite of a selfish person. He's all about the team, and really all he cares about is winning when it comes to football. He just wants the team to win. Doesn't care about stats. We've learned that about him from the day we met him. He just wants to win, and so I think part of that wanting to win is really realizing where your teammates are lined up, what they're thinking, what you're thinking, communicating with your teammates. He does it all the time in walkthroughs or in the locker room or in meetings. He does a good job of that.
Speed is obviously something you can't coach. You're going up against a team in Kansas City with Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, two of the fastest players in the league. How do you get ready for a team like that?
It's tough. I mean, you have to, you know, again, I thought last week our scout teams did a good job of preparing us for, you know, Mariota and Delanie Walker and guys like that. But, you know, every week's a different challenge. So this week they've got to do a good job of preparing us for, you know, like the two guys you just talked about. You know, very difficult to simulate that in practice. But we have to have a great week of practice, a fast practice where guys are really understanding what Kansas City does so they can give everybody a good look. That's going to be a big part of this week.
When you mentioned a while ago talking about 8-8 lead, one of the things you said was coaches that identify what their team is. What is your team?
I think we have a very, you know, we have a tough team. We have a resilient team. We have a hardworking team. We have a team that really, really does care about each other. A team that understands complementary football. Team, you know, offensively now that I believe can do a number of different things. And so defensively, we're very multiple. We have a lot of really good players on defense. You know, obviously star players, but also role players that are really good. I mean, nobody's talking about Gilchrist. You know, he had a hell of a game yesterday. Dre Howell, you know, two interceptions. We have some really good players and some good core special teams players like Chris Thompson, Jordan Todman, Jay Prosh, you know, Corey Moore, Brian Peters, you know, guys like that. So, you know, I think that's the type of team we are.
What did you say to yourself, whether it's off-season, preseason, Watson has a chance to be really, really special, and it could be this season?
Yeah, no, I knew, you know, I knew pretty early on that this guy was a special young man and a good football player. And, you know, look, I'm not going to revisit anything. I'm just telling you, like, I've from the time I met him at the combine, just getting to know him here, watching him operate around here, you know, he is what you see. Now, he's got a long way to go. He does, because now he's going from Coach Belichick to Coach LeBeau to Bob Sutton, Coach Sutton. Those are three of the better defensive minds in football. And so now, like, it's another challenge. So every week's a different challenge. And he knows better than anybody. I mean, he's really good about this, I believe, is that you can't rest on your laurels. You got to move on to the next challenge. It's big. It's a big part of your maturation as a player is understanding that every week's different and every week's a very challenging week.
Your game plan, when you're teaching him about your game plan to attack the defense, do you talk about him, how they may attack you?
All the time. And a lot of times that's hard to project because of the type of player he is. So you have to do a lot of research on that and try to show him tape on that. Hey, this is how they may attack you relative to how they attacked this guy 3 years ago or this guy 4 years ago. You have to go back and look at, guys that you think are similar. Now, the thing about Deshaun is he's a very good passer. You know, he can throw the ball. He's a passer before he's a runner. And, you know, so it's hard. It's not always easy to find guys like that on tape. You know, he's got a unique skill set. But you have to make sure that you're trying to tell him in a limited way how you think they may try to defend you. You can't go overboard because then you're confusing the player. But, hey, these are two or three things they may do to try to stop you or stop us.
You listen to him when he said you listen to his ideas. Have you always done that, or is it just something you start doing because he's young and proven?
No, I've always listened to players. I think that's important. I think it's a two-way street. I've always listened to players, especially good ones. I mean, I don't listen to bad players. I'm just kidding. We don't have any bad players here. It's a joke. I'm glad you laughed. But I think it's important to listen to the player. These guys.
Think of all the players you probably didn't listen to.
Yeah, no. I think it's really important to listen to, you know, Bernardrick McKinney or J.J. Watt or Clowney or Whitney or Jonathan Joseph, you know, or Deshaun Watson or Lamar Miller or DeAndre Hopkins, because they're out there and they can see specifically what's happening in the game. And actually, we talk about this all the time in the preseason. When you come over to the sideline between series, like, don't make anything up. Tell us what you're seeing and tell us whatever your thoughts are. Like, tell us what they are. We may not do that. We can't have – this isn't a suggestion box. You know what I mean? Like, we don't hand around, like, little pieces of paper and write down what you think we should do. But we do need to know what you're seeing out there. And then, especially with the quarterback, hey, look, this might be good, this might be good. And with some of the things that we do with Deshaun, he – look, I coached at Georgia Tech 20-something years ago where we ran the wishbone. We had Joe Hamilton, we ran the wishbone, and it was pretty successful. But that was in 19-whatever, mid-90s. So it's changed since then. So a lot of the things that he did at Clemson, he's got a more recent understanding of it. So he can sit there with us and go, well, hey, here's a couple things that I can, you know, I think might be good. Well, we can't do 50 of them, but we can do one of them. And so we try to incorporate some of those things sometimes.
What have you seen from DeAndre Hopkins so far? It seemed like, you know, really now the chemistry is starting to build with him and Deshaun. Obviously, DeAndre is a very proven receiver. But
yeah.
Now from what they're able to do together.
Yeah, they work together a lot. They, you know, he works. Deshaun works with all these guys. He's been working with them for a while. You know, I think that they watch film together. They're after practice together. They're early out to practice, kind of walking through routes versus different coverages, how it's going to look. Deshaun's telling them, hey, look, I expect you to do this if it's that, or, you know, and there's some good give and take there. And that's just as important as what John asked me. It's important that the players communicate and so they're not confusing each other. Hey, you know, if it's this look, I'm doing that. Okay, but hold on now. If it's this, what are you going to do? And it's a constant communication that the coaches oversee, but that's important, and I think they're doing a good job of that.
Considering all the negativity after the Jacksonville game, locally and nationally, and y'all getting blasted, what was the key to bouncing back from that?
That's the nature of the business. That's the nature of the business. I think getting blasted is part of being a head coach. No, look, I think, like I said, when somebody said, I think you asked me what type of team we have, I think that's part of our, I usually don't do this, but I will right now. I can speak for pretty much everybody. Like, we don't pay attention to that. We ignore that. We go back to work. We figure out, we understand how difficult it is to win a game in this league. We understand what goes on behind the scenes here. We understand the decisions that we make are in the best interest of the team, and maybe they don't always work out. We understand things that, you know, people that aren't in the building, in the meeting rooms, aren't privy to. And so one thing we understand is that our players are very resilient and they don't really care what the outside thinks. It's all about what they think of each other and what the coaches think, and putting together the best plan possible to go out and try to win. And like I always say, it's all about improvement. It's not about where you are in week four. You don't want to be 0-4, believe me, but it's not necessarily about that. It's where you are really around Thanksgiving, where you are, you know, obviously at Christmas, like, where are you at that point? And hopefully you're going this way and you've got a bunch of wins under your belt. That's what you're trying to do, but it's one day, one week at a time.
From when he made his debut until now, in what area have you seen Deshaun improve the most?
I would just say knowledge of our offense. You know, I think he's put a lot of time into our offense, and so and he always does. I mean, he studies it every day. He studies the tape. I think knowledge of our offense, and I think knowledge in some ways of NFL defenses. You know, he studies the defense, and I think that'll improve more and more the more experience he gets. But definitely knowledge of our offense. He really understands how to communicate. You know, I think you guys saw, you know, on Sunday we do a lot of things at the line of scrimmage where he's having to direct traffic there, and I think that's an answer to your question. That's where he's improved a lot.
What did you see on the extra point?
He's done a good job. He's He's got a strong leg. He's a calm guy. He's got a good demeanor. The operation's been good between Weeks, Leckler, and him. I just want it to continue. You know, I knock on wood. You know, he's a young guy. We got a lot of young guys playing for us. You know, him and Zach Cunningham and Dylan Cole, obviously Deshaun. You know, so hopefully those young guys can keep playing well because they all can, obviously Deshaun. But, I mean, all those guys that I just mentioned really contributed to the win yesterday.
What have you seen out of Kansas City? I mean, you mentioned they're the only undefeated team. What do you have to do really to make sure you get up for them on Sunday night?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, they have a lot of weapons on offense, a lot of explosive players on defense, and a very good special teams unit. A lot of speed, quarterbacks playing at a high level. They got a great head coach in Andy Reid. Talked about Bob Sutton, great defensive coordinator. I mean, it's going to be a week of great preparation, and then we need to go out there and we need to have a great crowd behind us like we did on Sunday, and we need to play well so that crowd stays behind us. But it's a big challenge. They're a very, very good team.
Tennessee and Kansas City are obviously different teams, but going up against like read option from Marcus Mariota or going up against a Delanie Walker, does that help you the next week get ready for guys like a Travis Kelce or Alex Smith doing the same things, like getting that in an actual game situation instead of practice?
Yeah, I think there's some carryover based on what the scout team's giving you as a look. I mean, the scheme might be a little different, but the fact that you're going against a quarterback that can run and is not just a passer, and you've already played against a guy like that, and you see one like that every day in practice. I think all those things can help, but in the end, it's all about basically doing your job relative to what Kansas City's scheme is and what your scheme is. You have to play really disciplined football. You've got to. That's things on both sides of the ball that we need to clean up. There was a little bit of some things, whether it was a false start in a red area on offense or. You know, maybe not setting the edge correctly on defense. We have to clean those up because Kansas City will burn you on those.
You mentioned Andy Reid. What is it that has allowed for Andy Reid to be so successful offensively for such a long time? We're on two decades now.
Yeah, very, very smart guy, great guy. Obviously a very, very good demeanor for a head coach. He's very calm, thinks about the game, loves the NFL, and he's an excellent play caller and game planner. You know, whatever you're seeing on tape, you may see some of that, but you better be ready for something new that you haven't seen. And you better put your time in to prepare for him because, he's one of the best.